At the last, me and Municipal District meeting at Ahohalia, I proposed that if a Sharon isn't willing to come to meet us, that we should go and meet them. Need that be in the form of a protest or even an occupation of their building? The very fact that a Sharon doesn't meet us, it shows their arrogance towards our community. I get the argument that they're saying that Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael-led government with Conservative Independents aren't giving them the money to invest into the infrastructure that is badly needed within our community. But that doesn't stop them to meet us, to work with us. There are government party councillors within our municipal district that can do representation. I know myself, I be in regular contact with different politicians on different issues, and water and our sewer system is hugely important. And then if the Sharon are not willing to meet us, I think we should go and look and protest their office as six councillors or even occupy that building. Look, at the end of the day, our job is very simple, is to do every single thing we can to build the infrastructure that is needed within the community, that pays our wages and that elects us. We must continue to do all we can and work hard. If you look at Gador, Morhampua, where we could be building 20 plus homes with an independent living down at this huge old site, but because Eshgeirin and the government over successive years haven't invested into the sewer system that we badly need in Gador, Skeamshéire has. And I keep pushing on that there. If you look for another example, the main trunk coming down Minnewheel Crawley, that bursts, every time that bursts, that wipes out all the way out to Tobarkeen, right up to Minyaloha and Fanawee, and that whole general area, thousands upon thousands of homes are badly affected. And within that area, you know, you have hospitals, you have hotels, you have businesses, other facilities that depend heavily on water. Now, Eshgeirin, by not meeting us, shows, or tells me anyway, that they're not willing to work with us or see us as an equal partner with the community to find a solution. So there are many, many, many issues from Glashahoo right on over to other parts of the county, heading up to Glen Inye, because I know that Martin Scanlon is working on water infrastructure in that area as well. And they have to sit down and meet us. And like I said at the meeting, if they're not willing to meet us, and if I can get the full support of the other five councillors, we should go and protest their office, and if need be, just occupy that building for a period of time to send a strong message. If you're not willing to work with us, this is the consequences and this is the hassle. So you're better off sitting down, meeting us face to face, seeing us as an equal and finding the solution. But also, at the end of the day, the responsibility here lies with the government in Ballykildare that set up Eshgeirin, and there was no point setting up Eshgeirin, and clearly there was a huge opposition to that there, if they aren't going to give them the funding. They have plenty of money when it comes to buying stupid airplanes and investing into bicycle sheds instead of investing into the funding or into the infrastructure that my community, which has been devastated by Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael policy over many years and forcing our youth to emigrate for better life over many, many years. So it's time the government gives the finances to Eshgeirin, and it's time for Eshgeirin to sit down and work with us, because at the end of the day, we're here to represent the community.